This Gemara right here mentions a machlokes Rav and Shmuel chadama, who we don't know who said what. Right? Did Rav say it's Eidein with an aleph and Shmuel said with an ayin? Or did Shmuel say it's Eidein with an aleph and Rav said Eidein with an aleph? So where do you run? You run to Rav Reuven Margolis in a sefer Shem Olam, because even though we didn't know, us mortals, he knew. But the truth is, this one is very, very easy, because this one's a mefurish in Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is right here in the beginning of the Masechta, and the Yerushalmi says as follows. Rav Omar. Rav said regarding our Mishnah, a dayan with an ayin. Vishmul Amar, and Shmuel said, a dayan with an aleph. And the Gemara says, Manda Amar, a dayan with an ayin, ve dayim heim, like the maskon of our Gemara. Umanda Amar, a dayan with an aleph, ki karav yoim edam. But the truth is that as it relates to this machlokes, Rav and Shmuel says, Ravum Ragolis, Mefurashi be Yerushalmi, this we don't even have to come on to any Kishrin and any Pilpo. All you have to know is the Yerushalmi right here in the beginning of Avodah Zarah. So in the Bavli, it was a chad Amar, but you see clearly in the Yerushalmi, it was very, very mefurish which way it was. Another thing that's, I think, worth mentioning, and that is, so we have a machlik is Rav and Shmuel, is a dayan with an aleph, or is a dayan with an ayin? The truth is, there's many gemaras and shas that discuss a word in the Mishnah where there was a machlik is amayuram, what the right spelling of that word is. Ketzad ma'abrin, that's the fifth parak in Masechtas Erevin. And the Gemara there too brings the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Chad omar, it's ma'abrin with an aleph. V'chad omar, it's ma'abrin with an ayin. Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Believe it or not, there were those that thought that it wasn't called the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, it was the Simchas Beis HaChashuva. Is it with a hey or is it with a ches? You can see where that can get confused. Rabbi Tzvi Eshchayes in the Zagoy Sanchas on that Gemara in Masechta Sukkadaf Nun, he says that I believe this is a raya to my thesis that whereas everyone thinks Zil Karibei Rav that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wrote the Mishnah, I don't think Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wrote the Mishnah. And my proof is because there's so many Gemaras in Chas where you see that the Amiram are debating and they're discussing the right pronunciation of a word in Mishnah. I understand. What's the Shiloh? Why don't you go open up Mishnayos and take a look and see what it says over there? Quotes the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, where the Gemara was once discussing how many words there are in the Torah. So the Gemara said, I don't know what the issue is. Bring a Sefer Torah and count. So we know that's a move, right? It's one of the Midei Shad Torah Nedreshes. It's called look inside, right? Open the Sefer. Ayin Shav. Really do it. So if that's the case, Freik the Marzach, he says, I understand how you could have had all these machloikas. And so he said, this is a raya to one of my Yesoidus, Kiyotua. He wrote a lot of Yesoidus in Klali Ashas. And he says, to me, it's poshit that everyone thinks that Rabbi Danasi wrote the Mishnah. He didn't write the Mishnah. As a matter of fact, even in this man of Damayuroyan, the Mishnah had not yet been written. So what did he do? He was Mesad of the Mishnah. Now the truth is this true? I mean, obviously, Rabbi Tzvi Eshchayes did everybody agree with him? No, this is a very big shmooze, but for sure, this Mishnah right here is another Marumakim as it relates to this idea.